I have many things that fascinate me, as I hope you do too, and one of them is the study and measurement of time, known as horology. Previously, we've discussed the origin of the days of the week and a bit about the history of the calendar, but today I'd like to focus on something we all reference every day, AM and PM. Understanding what AM and PM are all about starts with understanding a useful imaginary line that astronomers and horologists draw across the sky called the meridian. The meridian connects due south to due north through the top of the sky. So basically, the meridian splits the sky into an eastern half and a western half. For all astronomical objects in the sky that are in the eastern half, because of the rotation of the Earth, those objects are rising up to the meridian. And for those objects in the western half, they are moving down from the meridian. So this means that when any of those objects, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, cross the meridian, that will be the highest they are in the sky all day. AM, PM, and how we set our clocks are based upon specifically the location of the sun relative to the meridian. When the sun crosses the meridian, that is deemed to be noon, thus the term high noon. In the morning hours, the sun is at various locations that are a certain amount of time before the meridian. In Latin, before the meridian translates to anti-meridian, which we shorten to AM. And when the sun crosses the meridian, it moves to locations where it is a certain amount of time post-meridian, or PM. This is Dr. Todd Young, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at Wayne State College. If you'd like to learn more about this and many other astronomical topics, please visit the Fred G. Dale Planetarium at Wayne State College.